The front of this casket presents two mythological stories popular during the Middle Ages. On the far left, we see the bearded Aristotle instructing his most illustrious pupil, Alexander the Great. Aristotle warns Alexander not to fall for a young maiden named Phyllis. In the next scene, just to the right, Phyllis takes her revenge. Here you see her riding on Aristotle like a horse, while Alexander watches from the parapet of a castle above. Aristotle looks up to his pupil, as if to say, "If this young lady can humiliate an old man like me, imagine what she can do to you." By contrast, the scene depicted on the far right presents the tragic story of two doomed lovers, Pyramus and Thisbe. The story is derived from classical antiquity, but perhaps best known today for its revival in Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Curator Charles Little describes the story.
Thisbe arrives there first, but she sees a lion and jumps up into a tree. The lion devours her cloak, and the young maiden is frightened. A little later, she runs away, and her lover, Pyramus, comes and discovers the bloody cloak. Thinking that she has been devoured by the lion, he plunges a sword into his chest and dies. But here we see the two lovers united in death in a double suicide. The scene has to telescope narrative events in order to accommodate them visually into this small space. This would have been a wonderful courtly object given as a gift, presumably as a token of love on the occasion of matrimony, and it would have been used perhaps for containing love letters or jewelry. Certainly, because of its size and the splendor of its carving and quality of presentation, it must have been intended for a very important marriage